Hi, everybody. We're so glad you're here. Welcome to the show. We're going to do it. I swear to God, we're doing it this week. We're going to talk about sex for once.
We're going to talk about talking about sex.
Well, that's the same thing. We're going to talk about men talking about sex. Are we doing it right? Are we doing it wrong? Do we do it enough? Who knows? Let's find out.
This is the Gen to Know. I am Naz.
I'm Dan. Welcome. Naz, you want to do some housekeeping? It's your favorite.
Yeah, let's do the quickest housekeeping ever. So share this show, like
share
it now.
There's a button right there. You're looking at your phone.
No, it's really cool because like we've been getting loads of people being like, someone sent me this show and I hate everything you say. No, actually, we haven't gotten loads of people. But actually, because I'm always up for a debate, as you know. Share it if you like it. If you don't like it and you think we're talking rubbish, definitely then share it.
Yeah, tell everyone how bad we are.
Do that. Also, leave reviews if you listen on Apple, because those help out. So leave us some reviews and also write to us. It's thegendernot@gmail.com. We're still hearing about emotional labor. I feel like that one is not going to end anytime soon.
No. I called for an emotional labor strike, and yet here we are.
I want to know. Actually, one person told us that she had gone on an emotional labor strike. I can't remember her first name, but I remember she was from Georgia in the US. Mm-hmm. I do remember that. Anyone else, if you've gone on an emotional labor strike, we want to hear from you because we were like pretty serious about that. So let us know if you've done that.
Yeah. And, are you falling into too traditional of a gender role in your dating life? We want to hear about that.
And also, we want to hear about vulnerability. I mean, you've all been writing to us loads about vulnerability. We're going to follow up into a final round next week.
We've said that about emotional labor. That we were going to do a final round. I'm just...
No, we've... Emotional labor has just... This is like... I think that's like weekly. We're getting loads of...
Yeah.
Loads of mail about that. But vulnerability, we are actually going to talk about it next week.
No,
so
I know, but I'm saying if we call it a final round, we're setting ourselves up for 10 more rounds at least.
Okay, we're going to do a round that is final for now on vulnerability.
Penultimate round.
Yes. An infinitely penultimate round.
The penultimate.
So we're going to do that next week. So if you've got burning thoughts about vulnerability, send them to us now, like today. So on to this week's show. A couple of weeks ago, speaking of vulnerability, a couple of weeks ago, we spoke to Matt Stadlin, who's a radio host here in the UK at LBC. So we spoke about vulnerability, mostly like men and vulnerability, mm-hmm. right? And relationships and stuff. Basically, after that chat, we did another recording about men talking about sex. You know, what's going on there? You tell me, Dan.
I talk about sex all the time.
Yeah, I know.
That's very telling of our friendship off mic. That answer, yeah, I know.
I feel like our off mic conversations are very different to our on mic conversations.
Yeah, we talk about chicken wings.
Like, yeah, I feel like if our off mic conversations were published, either no one would listen or we'd be like massive.
Yeah, either no one would care because it's boring, which I think is boring, but I like boring. Anyway. Let's just play it. Why do we need... We don't need to have a big discussion about it. Let's just play the thing.
So, Matt, you want to talk about sex?
I suspect, and you can help me out with this, but I suspect that women talk about sex a lot more than men talk about sex.
Right.
And it was put to me once, and I've kind of gone with this ever since, that I think a main reason why men do not talk about sex, and maybe it's something about just the way that we converse generally, but I think specifically on sex, the reason we don't talk about it so much is because for men, sex can be much more of a performance. There's in some ways more insecurity in sex for men than women, and let me explain why. So, are you going to come too quickly? Mm-hmm. Are you not going to be able to climax at all?
Mm-hmm.
Is your dick the right size?
Mm-hmm.
All of these things that maybe men are afraid of showing up themselves if they talk to other men.
Mm-hmm.
So if someone talks to their mate about sex and they find out that actually it's not great to be coming in a minute, or it's not great not to be able to come at all, or your dick is too big or too small or whatever it is,
mm-hmm.
by talking to another man about it, you might end up, to use a word that we've talked about before, feeling vulnerable.
Right.
Whereas for women, there's less of that. And you can correct me on mm-hmm. this, but I've always imagined that it must be very awkward, both for a man and a woman, when a man gets undressed and mm-hmm. and he's not he's not particularly well endowed or whatever it is. I've always wondered what that must be like for a woman, or what it must be like for the guy concerned. And I've heard stories.
Mm-hmm.
Guys, have you thought about the point I'm making here before?
Women talk about sex quite openly amongst themselves. Openly. Yeah, but and I would imagine
they don't feel so afraid of falling short. Whereas in the two or three ways that I've described, men in a way have more to lose by sharing and talking about it. I don't know.
Yeah, maybe because I have overheard guys talk about sex.
Have
and
you?
I'm just like,
It's
so performative, you know what I mean?
Right? Which is the first word you use to describe it. It's performative. I think men talk about it a lot, but it's all just like, yeah, so I was banging chicks or whatever.
But no details.
Honesty. Do either of you talk to women about sex?
Not a huge amount. I have to say, I've got really good female friends, but I don't really talk. Now, of course, when you're married.
Dan, I bet you do.
I do.
Yeah.
I've recently in the past few years the last many years where I've been getting sober and stuff and learning how to be honest with everybody around me, I've also started having more honest and like detailed conversations about my sex life with both men and women. And it's shockingly well received and I think really beneficial.
I think honesty is a lot more well received than we think, because it lets other people realize we're in this together. Like, oh, not everyone's having the perfect sex life. Like, you know, when you hear someone say that they've had a struggle and you're like, oh shit, that's great. It's not just me.
Let me just give you the flip side of that coin. If you're struggling in your sex life in a relationship.
As a man.
Okay. And you talk to,
There you go. There you go, Dan.
And you talk to a woman about their sex life, or indeed you might talk to another man, but you talk to anyone about their sex life and their sex life comes across as perfect, then that's kind of in a way not what you're looking for, because what we look for in sharing and talking is the idea that our experiences are normal.
But then
and
that
we're not on our
annoying.
Own. We're not outliers. Yeah, they might be annoying.
That's annoying. And
they
then
might
you...
also be accurate. I mean, there are people, I'm sure, who do just have really straightforward sex lives.
But if their sex life is great, maybe, and mine isn't, I could ask them what they're doing different. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. And, you could and learn from them.
And it's likely that, like, they didn't, like, it would be, I would say, astronomical. Like, it would be impossible if, like, this was somebody who, like, got married to the first person they ever slept with, you know what I mean, and their sex life has just been perfect the whole time. Like, at some point they picked up some skills, or like found a partner who was doing something different and like learned some things. And so if I go to them and I say, hey, I'm struggling, and they're like, my shit's perfect, they're probably going to follow that with, but I've been in your shoes and here's X, Y, or Z that I've tried.
I think that's very interesting. If we just go back for a second to something we talked about a little earlier, which is this idea of the big reveal, or otherwise, for a man.
The little reveal.
As a man.
Oh, guys, the language
is. This is important.
Like...
As a man, don't underestimate the extent to which a man's sense of self and identity is bound up with that. And maybe I'm wrong. Maybe
it's,
I'm just talking to
no,
myself.
It's 120% of who I am.
I'm not
exaggerating.
You must be incredibly well endowed for it to be 120% of who you are. But listen, what I was going to say is this. Forget about whether we might not feel that we don't shape up. What about the other person that we're talking to? As a man, I can never be sure that I'm not talking to someone who has a micro penis. And therefore, I would want to be sensitive.
I can tell.
I would want... Can you? I can never tell. I used to be very shocked
usually,
in the changing rooms
in the
playing
shoulders.
Rugby. I always thought it was in the hands, but the hands, fortunately, in my case, are not reliable indicators. But what I was going to say is that you have to be deferential as a man, I think, and sensitive to another man, because you never know what they might be struggling with. So it's much easier, I think, for a woman to have a candid conversation with another woman about it, because it's much less likely that there's something kind of radically amiss in that department. I'm not saying that people don't have good sex if they have tiny penises. I don't want to come across as prescriptive in that way. But do you see what I mean? There is more insecurity by the very nature of being a man and that uncertainty, and therefore I think that makes it harder to talk about sex.
I agree, but I also kind of disagree. Like, I think I and Naz, you can please feel free to step on me with this, but I think women have a lot of body insecurities.
Yeah.
Like a ton. And yeah. a lot of them come from past sexual partners where, like, I have fairly open conversations with women in my life, and I've heard just insane stories of, like, things men have said to women directly yeah. about their bodies, which, like, you know, God bless them. I've never heard a story of a woman telling a dude your dick's not big enough.
But it's usually not as fundamental. So it's something one hopes in most cases, if women have received negative feedback of the sort that you've just described, it's not necessarily a massive barrier to having a pretty functional sex life generally. It might create insecurity, it might do all of those things. It's certainly worth talking about. I think all of this is worth talking about. But anyway, we're getting sidetracked. I'm trying to give. I don't want to focus on size because it's too much of a cliche. But it is just one reason why I think men might find it a little bit more true. We don't know what we're dealing with.
What, when you talk to each other?
When you talk to each other.
Yeah. Naz, well, how'd you get around that? No, tell me.
Million dollar question. Does size matter?
Oh, God.
You don't have to answer, but I'm going to make up an answer in my head if you don't.
I think we all kind of know the answer to it, don't we?
Yeah.
Well, what are you all thinking?
Well, size does matter.
I mean, yeah, obviously.
I mean, just think of it as a man. And I've had, in my life, I've had gay fantasies in the past when I've been unsure of my sexuality. I immediately wondered when I was having these thoughts whether I was gay, but not realizing, of course, or not remembering that, of course, you could be bisexual and it wasn't as straightforward as being gay or straight necessarily. In the end,
the 90s were wild, man. Yeah,
exactly. Were you even alive in the 90s?
I was born in 83, sir. Go
very
on.
Good. Okay.
I'm the youngest one.
I was born at the very end of 79. I'm a 70s man. December the 7th, 79. Anyway, when I've had those fantasies, the idea of being. The idea, can I swear? The idea of being fucked by a tiny cock did not appeal. So I could understand why size would matter. What do you think?
That was so vulnerable.
I really don't want to answer this.
But women don't want to answer it because they are concerned for our feelings. So this is what I'm talking about, men being concerned for each other's feelings, I think. Let's move on to body
parts. I'm concerned about also
Right. Meanwhile, you and I sit here making fun of... Anyway, moving on.
What about just the idea that men are not typically as good about opening up with each other and indeed with women as women are with each other and with men?
I wonder, so this, like, men not talking about sex as well.
Do we all agree that men probably talk quite a lot less about sex than women, or is that
I don't know about the amount, but I've listened to guys who maybe didn't know I was there or I was in the other room. And it is like a performative conversation, I think.
It's very crude, exactly. It's like, I shagged X. My sort of friends, I haven't like, say, yeah. don't talk about that. But I agree with you. I think when men do, it's like boasting. Right?
So I don't think it's amount. I think it's the quality of the conversation.
I think it's also amount, because I think it's only a certain type of man who talks in such crude ways.
No, but you're saying whether men talk about sex more or less than women. My observations, just my own, have been... I haven't observed the amount, but then again, because I'm not a man, I'm not in those spaces, right?
I have observed the amount because I am a man, and I.
But you're not in women's spaces, so then it's hard for us to compare,
true,
right?
But
yeah, but y'all are never talking about anything else.
What, women?
Yeah, all women talk about is sex. Are you kidding me?
Come on, let's agree that women talk quite a bit about sex. And men
no, I'm not saying they don't. I'm just saying it might be hard to have a direct comparison. I think it's more like the way in which they talk about it is different.
Okay.
From what I've heard of guys.
I suspect it's both.
But I'm wondering how much of that is, are men honest about other areas of their life
asking,
as well?
Yeah.
Not
just about honesty,
like,
but
unique?
Are men less emotionally developed, or are men less able to use their emotions in a way that enables them to talk to people? So...
Basically, how can men more honestly talk about sex?
Yes, because we come up with mental health and men and the stigma. And we've done a lot of that on my radio show, on LBC, a national radio show here in the UK, where we talk about mental health of all different varieties. And some of it is about why typically have men in the past not been as able as women to talk about that stuff, and how important it is that we do. It has been a big problem. There are also issues with women and maybe at different age groups of women, but with men that's a big issue. And I think that that is probably, that filters through to sex, which is such a sort of important thing in all of our lives. And I suspect it's not just insecurities and performative issues, but just that we are less, it's not that we're less capable of talking about it, it's we're less inclined to talk about these things.
I would rather be wrong forever than tell someone and get help. Like, it's that simple. Like, I would rather drive off a cliff than ask for directions. Do you know what
I mean?
But
I
don't believe that in you, because you're
no, not me,
who's
but no, right. A lot of people.
Yeah, but Dan, how do you have more honest conversations with men about sex?
I just do.
Is it a case with a lot of these things where when you're honest, you naturally end up filtering out people who can't go there? Is that what's happening?
I think that's part of it, but I think you also naturally influence other people to go there. I've discovered that through being open and honest about very uncomfortable things, 95% of the time, people that I don't expect to reciprocate do.
Right, so you open up and the other person opens up. That is how my radio show works. If I'm open about who I am, mm-hmm. and what I'm doing and all the rest of it, then other people, and that as an interviewer, and I'm a career interviewer, whether I'm interviewing famous people or men and women in the street, that is so important. If you show the willingness to open up and use that word that we've used in a previous episode, vulnerable, a little bit, other people are much more, if I talk about my mental health, it's much more likely that other people will feel empowered to talk about
it. But so why do so many men struggle to do that initial opening up when it comes to sex?
Well, I've tried to answer part of that question, but I'm still working on why it is that men feel more shy, it seems to me, talking about their emotions. And I think that probably comes down to misconceived ideas of what it is to be a man, masculinity, strength.
But what about sex in particular? 'Cause you,
I think sex in particular flows partly from that failure. So I don't think it's just sex. And I think when you mix in the concerns about finding out that you actually fall short in certain ways that as a man, that might also be a really important part of it.
I wonder, is it also to do with, because, you know, there's sort of the emotional side of sex and there's the sort of physical side of sex. Does that play into how men talk about sex? Because, again, when these conversations I overhear are very much kind of not just performative, but a little bit, what's the word? They are pretty much about the physical side.
Yes.
It's we had a great shag. It's not
and
like
I, wonder whether,
I felt so emotionally connected.
I wonder whether men are as able, I don't know what you guys think, but I wonder whether men generally are as able within the sexual act to connect emotionally.
But
lovingly.
Hang on, I have a question. Have you ever had one of these conversations with guys? Have you heard a guy be like, oh, we felt so emotionally connected?
No, but I haven't had many of those conversations. But to go back to your point, Dan, there are one or two people in my life who I naturally gravitate towards knowing that I could talk about sex with.
Men.
But there are also one or two people who I've talked about sex with and hadn't expected to get the sort of open and positive response that I had, very much as you just described. I think one of the other reasons, by the way, guys, why we men find it difficult to talk about it, and I would like to know whether you find this a problem as well as a woman, Naz, is that out of a sense of loyalty to the person that we might be with. I mean, obviously, particularly in marriage, but in any relationship.
I think that's really nice.
Do you guys feel that?
I
was actually thinking that earlier as well, and I don't think it's nice, because I think it, like, I agree that that is a big
reason. The sentiment
reason.
Is nice, though. It's the like, sentiment, I don't want to, like, slag off our sex life because it's really sacred or something. Is that what you're getting at?
Yeah.
Yeah, but or is it that we don't want to talk about the woman that we're with sexually because society says that women shouldn't be sexual creatures because then they're sluts?
I'm thinking if Matt's talking about like a more crude, performative sort of conversation, you don't want to talk about your girlfriend or your wife.
There are two
that
things.
Way,
one
right?
is the idea of the sexual relationship being sacred, particularly in marriage. Right. So a space that you just don't go.
Yeah.
And the second is protecting that person specifically, not the relationship, not the sexual act itself, as something that might be sacred, but the person, so that you wouldn't want to say anything negative or invasive of them, because it's such a, I mean, you think of revenge porn, for example, right. That's been criminalized now in Britain. We all know that that's bad. Well, it's only a few steps back if you start invading someone's privacy, even through conversation with a friend.
But it's interesting though, because it sounds like saying that things aren't great is, you know, slagging off your partner. It might not be.
It might be about yourself, or it might, or it be might about be, the sexual chemistry between the two
or
people.
Or it might be something unrelated, like, I don't know, someone's ill, or there's something going on with them.
Because there is a taboo, particularly with marriage, about talking about sex, I think, certainly from a male perspective, I think that that can lead to problems, because you might not realise that the problems are as significant as they are if you do have significant problems. In a way, it's a very peculiar and a maybe unique area of our lives that there are very strong arguments for not talking about it and very strong arguments for talking about
it. But it depends
how you
do it, though.
Mental health, you only want to talk about. Of course, you've got to do it with love and with sensitivity and with loyalty.
Right.
But we might still feel that it's inappropriate to talk about our sexual relationship with someone outside that relationship.
Do you think this is a British thing? Dan, do you feel that way? I don't know if this is like a... Because Brits and talking about sex openly is also... It's also its own conversation, right?
Right.
No, I think it's a human thing. I don't know if it's specifically...
But it's interesting, though, Matt, hearing that, because I feel like it sounds like you're saying because men's conversations with each other about sex are often braggy and performative, that means they can't be honest about sort of the negative side, and the negative side is also seen as a reflection on them. Like a guy saying, me and my wife are not having a great sex life, is that also a competitive thing? Whereas
you're right to use that word for the first time in this podcast, because that's kind of what I was talking about right at the start, that the men maybe fear, not just about their own bodies and the way that they are, but just not wanting to come across as though they have a bad sex life, whether that's because of them or because of their partner or just because of the sexual chemistry. Yes,
or possibly loads of other reasons.
Don't want to show up that they're having a sex life that isn't ideal by telling their friends about it.
Yeah,
I think that's very possible. But what about women? Because we're focused on men. What about, is it true? Well, is it true that women talk a lot about their sex lives, even though you're British?
It's interesting what you're saying, because I'm thinking, okay, I have had a few of my female friends have had children. So I'm thinking of those conversations. It's very natural to hear women talk about sex life not being great, and it's because I've just had a baby, or there was a complication, or I've got some medical thing. So it feels a bit less personal. Like if the conversations I hear when women talk about things not being great,
it's
less
that so many women experience, you mean?
But I feel like it's less seen as like this is a reflection on how good I am at sex, or how good my partner is at sex.
Because it's something that's happened to your body that you can't control, you mean? Having a baby.
Having a baby is one example, but also like that it's just less of a, what do you call it? It's less of a statement on someone's character. And I wonder if that's a thing with men, is like, you know, being good in bed, a really big statement of your character as a man. Because I think maybe that might be the problem here. Whereas with women, it's like, you know, a good sex life is part of having a healthy relationship.
Sure, but we know that there are some women out there who are very performative in the way that they have sex, who want to conform to the sort of expectations that they feel men have of them, partly driven by the fact that our society is riddled with pornography.
Yeah, no, but I'm thinking just a lot of the conversations women have, it's just more honesty about the problems.
Do you think that women do talk in quite some detail about their sex lives?
Yeah, they do.
Quite regularly.
Yeah.
Would they talk about the size of their partner's penis? Would they talk about how good their partner is in bed? Are there any no-go areas?
They do talk about those things, but I think they won't slag a partner off. Like, us having problems isn't because he's crap in bed. Maybe there's another reason. So maybe there is some more of that loyalty stuff that you talked about with the men too. But
so
I've definitely heard women talk shit about dudes.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, this stuff is all quite hard as well, right? Because it's like, how much of this is anecdotal?
Right, of course. So that's the problem with any such conversation. If
yeah,
we're not,
maybe
if we're
I
not
just
relying
have
on surveys,
asshole friends.
Exactly. Maybe I have really quite dignified and reasonable friends.
But it also depends on the context, right? Are you talking about sex in terms of a one-night stand, someone you're just having sex with? Are you talking about a boyfriend?
I've definitely sensed in talking to men that there is not an appetite amongst men, actually, to talk about the physical details of a woman that someone has slept with. I really do feel that. And that may, again, just be my friends. But I think that we as men, and I don't know what it's like for women, I think we as men, that there are obvious barriers that we would feel uncomfortable trespassing. So I think there is, in my experience, quite a lot of respect for the sexual partner.
I've definitely been on both sides of conversations with men where physical characteristics have been described.
I've heard that stuff too.
Have you?
Yeah.
Maybe you hang out with like really upstanding men.
Yeah.
Do you Cambridge education.
Do you just hang out at like a hunt club? Or
not that my class has got anything to do with it. Yeah, no, certainly not the hunt club. I imagine hunt clubs would go into much more raucous detail than anyone else.
I think they'd be like super.
I don't think my class has got anything to do with it. Maybe it has. I wonder if we were being really outrageous and stereotyping, and you probably don't have any of this in the States. But I wonder whether when it comes to sex that. What the working classes and the upper classes, I'm putting myself out here on a limb,
are more raucous,
are more prepared to talk about these things and more comfortable with the stuff, and the middle classes are a bit more reserved.
Yeah, I think with a lot of topics though that would be the case. But guys, let's wrap up. I'm wondering, what do guys need to do to be able to have more honest conversations about sex as men?
So long as we respect the people that we're having sex with, and I think usually speaking with marriage, it should be normally, I think, probably a no-go area.
Why?
Why?
Yeah. I mean, what's wrong with saying that? Like, me and my wife are having this problem.
Inbuilt respect for marriage and the idea that sexual relationship is sacred.
But saying that something is there's a problem doesn't mean you're disrespecting it.
No, but maybe that's something one should talk to a psychologist or a therapist about. Should you be talking about your marital sex life with your friends? I'm on the fence there because I can see why having a no-go area like that is probably not brilliant for our mental health and probably not brilliant for our relationships in some ways.
Here's the thing. If you're married, everyone knows that's who you're fucking. Like, everybody knows it. Do you know what I mean? And so
protecting
that you're fucking this person is kind of silly. Like, I see y'all next to each other. You got matching rings on. Y'all are fucking. I get it. And so I don't think there's like a protection there. I think it's more protective of that relationship to talk about it, because if you're not talking about it, that implies to me that something probably is deeply wrong. You're like ashamed of.
Wait, if they're not talking about it, do you just think they're not having sex?
I think they're either not having sex or they're having really bad sex.
Mm.
So what we're saying here is that we should step back from the idea of marital sex as being sacred. I think there might even have been a law or a rule in this country that marital sex wasn't shown on TV.
But wait, marital sex is different from... We're talking about how much men talk about sex, right?
No, I'm specifically here saying, should there be the no-go area of talking about sex?
I don't think anything should be
marriage.
A no-go area.
Right, well, so that's interesting that you think that.
Because I think it depends how you have the conversations
and how many people you have them with. You don't want to be going and talking to 10 friends about your marital sex life, right? I think we need confidants. Well, I'm not so sure.
No, but this is interesting because I think
10 is a reasonable number. That gets you a good really? Census, absolutely.
Okay,
a good cross-section of experience.
Let's leave marriage out of it for a second. But if we're talking about sex generally, I absolutely would encourage men to talk more about it and to be loyal and caring and loving
and
of the person they're talking about.
To be more honest,
to be more vulnerable, to open yourself up in a vulnerable way so that you can learn more about yourself. Because otherwise, what we don't want, and this is true of mental health generally, we don't want people to think that they are abnormal.
But you know what it is? I think this is very similar to the conversation we had previously about vulnerability, right? It's just a case of where you're coming from.
And to what extent? You don't want the floodgates to open so it becomes self-indulgent and gossipy. You've got to get the balance right.
I think that no sex relationship, well, let's not say no sex relationship, but very few sex relationships should be a no-go area on having conversations with at least your close friends. But
you can
do it in a way that's protective of them and not crude. Like, you can speak respectfully of your wife or your partner in a sexual way, because like, sex is beautiful, man. And like, talking about it shouldn't be a thing that we...
But the flip side of that, guys, which we have to accept as something to consider, is that it is our most private thing, sex, particularly in a long-term relationship, whether it's marriage or not. It's incredibly private and intimate. And the idea that we might then step outside of that and talk to other people about those really intimate exchanges risks, I think, I'm not saying this definitively, but risks the integrity and intimacy of that moment. We don't want to feel, do we? If we put it on the other foot, do we want our partners to go away and talk about our sex lives?
Yeah, but you're assuming that any talk of sex is necessarily a bad or negative thing.
No, just the fact of it. the fact that something so private, whether it's good or bad, right. whether we're having a good sex life or a bad sex life, is being talked about by our partner.
Well, this is interesting because I feel like it's going back to like some sort of whether people are judging us or the quality of what we're doing.
I'm talking purely in terms of a privacy thing here. Not, as I say, let's say you have a really good sex life,
right.
and you go and talk about that to your friend,
yeah.
and you start talking about why it's good and the physical details.
That sounds really lovely.
But I'm not sure I'd feel that brilliant about it. I want there to be a space in my life that really is private. I would never go into the ins and outs of my sex life with a long-term partner to a friend, unless that relationship might be in absolute crisis and one was trying to save it and you were desperately trying to save it and therefore you needed to understand different elements of it, fine. But basically, there is a real risk of undermining that privacy.
I agree and disagree. I think obviously it comes down to the relationship, but I think the more intimate something is, the more I should be talking about it, because like that's how I'm going to keep it strong. Like
yeah,
I'm
you
going
see-
to keep it healthy by talking about it and constantly like incorporating feedback and other points of view into what I'm doing. I think that's such an interesting and difficult conundrum.
Women do a lot though. I think when they're talking about sex, especially if it's in a long-term relationship, it is because they want to make it better. They want that to be an important part of the relationship. And if there's a problem, well, you know, what can I do? Let me talk to my girlfriends. They might have been
rather
there
than
before.
Storing it up yourself.
Yeah.
But it's not just about getting advice. It's the act of talking about it.
No, but it's a respect for the relationship in a way. Right. That you're taking... Because I feel like
I'm not disagreeing with that, but it's not just about getting advice. It's also about the catharsis of being able to talk about something that might be troubling
Correct.
You.
Correct.
Yeah.
Correct,
So I think we... I actually think our most private things, it's not like with everyone, but it's actually really important to like have a few people we can go there with. Because then otherwise, how do you repair it? If you're like, I should respect this privacy and not tell anyone, then how
By talking to your partner, maybe.
Yeah, but sometimes you might want to get someone else's perspective. Right.
I'm kind of persuaded, but I would like you both at least to recognize that
that
marital sex traditionally has been a no-go area, and if we're saying it shouldn't be a no-go area, we have to accept that this is a shift that we're trying to encourage.
Yeah.
Well,
right?
Sure. And I think it shouldn't
talk more about everything, man.
It shouldn't be without your partner's consent as well, right? Like, if I'm going to have open discussions about my sex life, it's probably in my best interest and the best interest of my partner to make sure that they are aware of that. Right? Like, I shouldn't just go telling a bunch of people a bunch of stuff.
A bunch of people is different to like a few
friends.
I think
a handful of people,
this is
but
really
still
important.
Like,
but think that but through, th- though, Dan. Think that through. Imagine the conversation. You're with your girlfriend or your wife, mm-hmm. and you say to them, I'm going to go off and talk to my friends about our sex life. That feels very uncomfortable.
I had an ex once say to me, in general, he was just like, you should be talking about this stuff with one of your girlfriends. Why don't you? Stuff to do with him. Which yeah. I thought, you know, when you look back and you're like, that's quite enlightened.
Yeah, I know, I can see that, yeah.
He was like, why don't you talk about this stuff with your girlfriends?
I think it could be brought up as like a two-sided street, right? Right?
I've
like
done
just
that
going
in a relationship
like, hey,
too.
I have a question. Do you talk about what we do with other people?
That sounds really accusatory, man.
Okay, but in that tone. But
I guess it's like guys, we really need to wrap up, but I guess it's like a sense of we need to sort of respectfully do that. And that we're talking for the first to celebrate something, maybe, and secondly, to be able to improve something.
Right.
So talking about something isn't necessarily slagging it off and being degrading. And maybe that's where men need to change. Maybe they need to change the mindset of what it means to talk about sex. Because what I hear from women is often like because they want to make the relationship better or they really enjoy it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I don't think men are doing this sort of surgery from the evidence that we've collated between the three of us. Maybe slightly different in your case, Dan, but generally speaking, I don't think men are having the sorts of positively motivated conversations about sex that they could be.
I feel like sometimes I wonder, what do men talk about? Because it like this happens with sex, it happens with mental health, it happens in so many places.
We talk
where
about
I'm like,
football.
Like,
what
do men talk about? Like,
we might talk about
nothing.
Who we date. Yeah, nothing. Yeah.
We talk about absolutely nothing.
Yeah, we're dead inside.
We just, we honest to God sit on opposite ends of a couch and talk about nothing.
We're miserable bastards. We're completely underdeveloped. Not just, not just sexually, not just in our body parts, but emotionally, mentally. Just, it's like, we're bad.
Dig a hole in front of me, I'll walk into it. Like,
That's kind of how I feel too, And whether whichever side of the Atlantic on, I mean, it's the same in America, same, but I've been to the States a lot. We're just rubbish.
Yeah.
I feel like I should leave the room and have you guys have like a therapy session because this is going in a really good direction.
Well, Dan and I are going to start talking about our sex life as soon as we stop this. Not our sex life together, I hasten to add. Our respective sex lives.
Sex lives.
Yeah.
Awesome. Should we wrap up
then? Yeah, I just want to finish by saying those male fantasies never emerged into anything, never progressed into anything substantiated. Not that it would be a problem if it had.
Yeah, it's weird that you say, it's weird that you feel the need to point that out.
I don't feel the need to point it out because I think there's anything wrong with gay. I feel the need to point it out because I would like people to have an accurate or as an accurate as possible view of my sexuality.
People can think whatever meter they want, you know.
Yeah, that's, that's why you're more attractive than I am, because you just don't care, right? As we talked about in the vulnerability episode.
Dude, don't give him that much of an ego. I'm going to have to deal with that. Next week, he'll be like, oh, well, Matt said this to me. And I'll be like, ah, it's got a big head as it is. So we had a chat with Matt Stadlen of LBC talking about men talking about sex. I am Naz.
I'm Dan. Our co-producers are Jonathan Blackwell and Sam Baker, and we're very glad to have had you here. Please share the show, like us, review us on things, and we'll see you next time.